Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Yud Dalet. We are holding on daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we're still working on the first part of the Mishnah. We got through in terms of explaining the Mishnah the first line. We said Paris Chatas Shasarfa Chutz Migita, so we got into a whole discussion of Paris Chatas. Then we got into a whole discussion of the Mabul somehow, and now we're moving on to the second line V'chein Si'ir HaMishtaleach. So again, this first part of the Mishnah is discussing the issues of Shchutei Chutz in relation to these, I guess, what you would call unusual karbanos. So the Siyur Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur, if you're makrovit b'chutz, you're pater. And the Mishnah darshined, how do I know you're pater for being makrovit b'chutz? Because the Pasuk says, Ve'al Pesach Olamoid lo heviyu, you didn't bring it to the Pesach Olamoid, that when discussing Shchutei Chutz, it says you have this karban that was supposed to be brought al Pesach Olamoid, and you didn't. So we darshin that anything that's never ro'i lavo al Pesach Olamoid, you're not going to be chayavan for Shchutei Chutz. And apparently that excludes the Siyur Mishtaleach, which is not ra'ui lavo lePesach Ol Moed. It's not ra'ui to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed. So now the Gemara is going to analyze that prat about Siyur Mishtaleach. So says the Gemara, Siyur Mishtaleach, about five lines before the lines get wide. Uriminhi, O Karban, Pasuk says, O Karban, Shomeani afilu kache bedekabayis. So from O carbon, I would think to include even kache bedekabayis shenikru carbon, meaning not only are things that are designated as carbonos called a carbon, but even things, animals that are designated for the Beis Hamikdash to be used for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's never meant to be used as a carbon, even that is called a carbon in biblical terms. Shenemar, because the pasuk says vanakrev es karban Hashem, and that's talking about the rest of the pasuk, which is v'nakrev es karban Hashem isha sher matza chli zahav etz adav etzamit habas agil v'chumaz l'chapar l'nafshasev l'fnei Hashem. So what's it referring to as a karban Hashem? Things that aren't even animals, things that are clearly set aside l'kadshei bet kabayis. So I would think to include therefore even kadshei bet kabayis in the isur of shchutei chutz tam lomar vel pesach ol moed lo hiviyu. That's why the pasuk says Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviyu, from which we darshin Misha Ro'i Lava Ba'ol Moed. Something that's only Kachay Bedekabayis is not Ro'i for the Ol Moed. Only things that are Ro'i to be brought to the Ol Moed are included in the Isser. Kachay Bedekabayis is not Ro'i to be brought to the Ol Moed. Yatsu Kachay Bedekabayis Shein Ru'uyin. So Otsias Elu Shein Ru'uyin Velo Otsias Sir Mishtaleach Shu Ro'i Lava Ol Pesach Ol Moed. So now is where it gets interesting, where this Brisa gets interesting, because now we're suggesting that the Siyur Mishtaleach is Ra'oi Lava El Pesach Ol Moed, that you cannot exclude it from the Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviyo, because it is Ra'oi to be brought El Pesach Ol Moed. Tamul Omar, that's why the Pasuk says, Lashem, Lahoti, Siyur Mishtaleach, She'inu Miyuchad Hashem. That comes to exclude the Siyur Mishtaleach, because it's not Miyuchad Hashem, because it's Miyuchad, the Siyur Mishtaleach is La'azazel. It's not designated Lashem. The other one is designated Lashem. So that's how we know that there's no Chiyuv for Shchutei Chutz on the Siyur Mishtaleach. But that's the big question mark right there, because our Mishnah said, how do we know to exclude Siyur Mishtaleach from the Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviyo, that only things that are royal love El Pesach Ol Moed. According to this Brisa, from Pesach Ol Moed, we would not exclude Siyur Mishtaleach, because Siyur Mishtaleach is ra'oi to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed. So we darshan it only from Lashem. So which is it? Is the Siyur Mishtaleach something that is considered ra'oi for the Pesach Ol Moed, and therefore we need Lashem? Or is it considered something that's not even ra'oi for the Pesach Ol Moed, and therefore the pasuk that we use in the Mishnah suffices? So says Gemara Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Hagrala, Kan Liachar Hagrala. Before the Hagrala, it was Ra'ui El Pesach Ol Moed, and it was designated to eventually go to the Pesach Ol Moed for the Hagrala, and therefore I need Hashem to exclude it at that point, because at that point it's Ra'ui El Pesach Ol Moed. after the Hagrala, after they draw the lots and determine which Seir is going to be Lashem and which Seir is going to be Lazazel, so then it's no longer Ra'oi to be brought, Al Pasach Al Moed, and that we darshin, and that we would be Mima'it, like the Mishnah does, from El Pesach Al Moed. So the Braisa is Kodem Hagrala, the Mishnah is Achra Hagrala. So Frek the Gemara, wait a second, after the Hagrala, it's not Ra'oi to be brought to the Pesach Al Moed. Achra Hagrala Nami Ha'ika Vidui. After the Hagrala, you still need to bring it to the Pesach Al Moed to do Vidui on it. So don't tell me it's not Ra'oi Pesach Al Moed. It still is Ra'oi Pesach Al Moed, even after the Hagrala. So how could the Mishnah be speaking about a case of La Achra Hagrala and exclude it from Pesach Al Moed? So says the Gemara, El Amarav Mani Lokasha, Kan Kodem Vidui Kan Achar Vidui. Okay, instead of making the Hagrala the key time, make Vidui the key time. That one is before Vidui, one is after Vidui. Once it's after Vidui, it is now no longer Ro'i to be brought to the Pesach Al Moed. If you look at Rashi, She'in Ru'i in the Pesach Al Moed, Rashi has two pshatim of what it means that it's not Ro'i to the Pesach to be brought to the Pesach Al Moed. He says, Ani Shamati B'Seidu Yoma L'Fisha Staman Bale Mumin. He says, the reason is that Kachay Bedek Habayis is referring to are not Ro'i L'Pesach Al Moed is because most Kachay Bedek Habayis animals are Bale Mum. Because we hold that if a person decides to take an animal that's a tamim, that doesn't have a mum, and designate it for bedek habayis, it's a violation of an asay, because you're taking an animal that has higher potential, and you're designating it only for bedek habayis, and not for sagof. So a very unusual kind of expression Rashi has. He says, that's what I always understood when I was learning Yuma. But, you know, learning this sugya, I was struck by a different thought. That what does it mean that it's not Ro'i L'Pesach Al Moed, that the not Ro'i L'Pesach Al Moed? Avelina sugya ni lamed kan, da filu tamim nami kari eino ra'oi. That even if it's a tamim, even if it's not a balmum, it's also called not Ro'i L'Pesach Al Moed. Delo hu asad lavo el ol moed, because it's not destined to go to the ol moed. The paras chatas tmimihi the karilein aroy, and the raya is that it's not a din balmum, is paras chatas. Paras chatas is also tamim, it's not a balmum, and yet it's called not roi. Why is it called not roi? Because at no point in the procedure are you expecting to bring it to the pesach ol moed. And he says that's really the pshat in our sugya. Things that are not that at no point in the procedure are you expecting them to. Are you expecting to bring them to the Pesach Al Moed? So if you look at Tosfos, Yatzu Kachay Bedek Habayis, B'loshon Acher Pirush B'Kuntros to B'mayit Afilu Tmimim, Da Paras Chatas Tmima U'mema'ata Mishum De'in Ru'i L'Pesach Al Moed. So he quotes Rashi, the second Deya in Rashi, that even things that are Tamim are called not Ru'i L'Pesach Al Moed if they are not destined to be brought to the Pesach Al Moed. And Rashi's Raya from Paras Chatas, which is a Tamim, but it's not destined to be brought to the Pesach Al Moed, V'nira De'in Raya. He says, I don't think that's a raya though. The paras chatos lo kaima l'mizbech, the lav matvis, the paras chatos is not something that is initially designated for the sake of the mizbech. Ella Shahayu, he changes it on the side. I'm not sure exactly how to read it the way he's changing it. V'lav matis tamimim lebedek habayis. V'arma b'sof tamur de kalaroy lemizbech in yotzim de mizbech liolam. V'nimkru l'tzalach olos v'shlamim. Anything that's roy from the mizbech can never be yotzim mide the mizbech, and it's sold for the sake of olos and shlamim. Okay, Tosfos doesn't like this second pshat in Rashi, but Rashi carries it forward into the next line of the Gemara. So the next line of the Gemara, we said Otzias Elu She'ein Asidin Lo Al Moed, that we should exclude those things that are not going to be brought to the Ol Moed. Meaning that line was referring to the Seir Mishtaleach. That line was still about the Kachay Bedek Habayis. So v'lo otzi, but at that point we thought, okay, so let's exclude Kachay Bedek Habayis from Shchutei Chutz because it's not Ro'i Lavo Elo and Moed, but we should still include the Sir Mishtaleach. V'lo Otzi, says Rashi, Sir Mishtaleach, the Ro'uhu. So now, according to the first day and the previous Rashi, what makes it Ro'ui? Shutamim, the Binin Shei Ro'i L'Shem, the Lo Yadinan, Hemis Rami, Zeshamati. That's the first Pshat. But according to the second Pshat, you have to follow it through. Why do we assume that Sir Mishtaleach is Ro'ui? So he says, L'fi Sogi Shal Shmozu, Mashma, the Kari Le Ro'i, V'asul Likanis, Mishum Agrala Vidui. That what makes it Ro'ui is at the point that you're going to do the agrala, that you're going to be drawing the lots, or at the point that you're going to be doing the vidui, it's going to be actually brought to the Pesach Ol Moed. So that's what makes it Roy Le Pesach Ol Moed. So two fundamental deos in Rashi. What does it mean when we say Roy Le Pesach Ol Moed? Either it means that it's not a Balmum, or it means that it's actually meant to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed. Those are the two deos in Rashi. So again, at the end of the Gemara, we said the only time that the Sir Mishtaleach is no longer ra'ui to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed is after both Hagrala and Vidui, because at that point you're not doing. Anything further by the Pesach Ol Moed. The Rambam, Maaser Kabbanos, Perek Yud Ches, writes that if you're makriv Sir Mishtaleach before the Vidoy and after the Hagrala, meaning, like the Gemara said, after the Hagrala, when it's still Ra'oi for the Pesach Ol Moed, because you still need to do the Vidoy, let's say you're makrivit Bachutz, Rambam says you're chayiv alav Bachutz, only after the Vidoy, you're not chayiv, because after the Vidoy, it's eino ra'oi anymore to be brought lifnei Hashem. Now, think about what we just said in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we had a Braisa and a Mishnah that both told us that the Seir Mishtaleach is not going to be chayiv on for shechting. You're not going to be chayiv for shechting at Bachutz. And we said they each quote different psukim because one of them, the Braisa, is teaching me that you're not chayiv on it when you're when it's still ra'oi to be brought for the Pesach Ol Moed, which is after the Agrala, before the Vidui. The Mishnah is teaching me after the Vidui is over, and it's no longer Ra'ui for the Pesach Ol Moed. But in either of those cases, the Gemara is saying that you are not going to be Chayiv on it Bachutz. What does the Rambam say? Kodem Vidui, Achra Agrala, you are Chayiv Bachutz. Only if it's after the Vidui as well, then you're not Chayiv Bachutz. The Ravid is masig that even before the Vidui, if you already did the Agrala, you should not be chayv on the Sir Mishtaleach, because once you did the Agrala and it got the Goral Azazel, it should be Patr Lav Bachutz, even though ultimately you're going to bring it back to the Pesach Ol Moed to do the Vidui, because it's not Roy Lav of the Pesach Ol Moed, and it should be Miuchad, and it's Miuchad, it's not Miuchad the Shame. And the Braisa Darshan from Lashem, that it has to be Miuchad the Shame. Once you did the Agrala, it's no longer Miuchad the Shame. So it's very difficult to understand where the Rambam got this idea. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam must have had a different girsa than the Braisa. And the Rambam's girsa than the Braisa was, Uriminu, Karban, Shomeani, Afil Kacha Bedegabayas. Then it goes on to say, Tamalomrul, Pesachol Moedo Vio, Yochel Sha'ani Motzi Si'ir Mishtaleach. Tamalomar Lashem Lurabo Sir Mishtaleach. And then it said Lo Kasha Kan Kodem Agrala Kan La Achra Agrala. And the Gemara asks Achra Agrala Ha'ika Vidui Elam Ravani Lo Kasha Kan Kodem Vidui Kan La Achra Vidui. And the way the Rambam understands it is that the Riboy, the Braisa, to be Mechayiv and the Sir Mishtaleach is before Vidui. The Mishnah that patters someone who's Makrav Sir Mishtaleach is Dafka La Achra Vidui. That the Braisa is bringing a Riboy to be Mechayiv in the Sir Mishtaleach before the Vidui, the Mishnah is telling me that you're putter in the Sir Mishtaleach after the Vidui. That must be how the Rambam had the understanding of the interplay between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What the Rambam is very clear about is after the Agrala, before the Vidui, you are that after the Agrala, before the Vidui, you are chayev for Shchutei Chutz. Question is the Rambam Mechayev at that point both on Shechita and Halal B'chutz? So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that the Rambam would be Mechayev even Bein al the Shechita, Bein on the Halal. And he's Medayik from the Rambam where the Rambam says, V'chein Sir Meshaleach She'ekrivu B'chutz Achar she'svada alav pater. If you're makrovit after the vidoy, you're pater. Shemar al pesach al moed lo yivienu. Kol shein roi lov al pesach al moed in chayavin alav. And that Rambam is in the perek that deals with ha'ala'as chutz. So it sounds like only after the vidoy, you're pater on ha'ala'as chutz. But before the vidoy, you're chayiv not just on shchitas chutz, but even on ha'ala'as chutz. That's the diuk of the Minchas Chinuch. The placement of the halach in the Rambam that says that your putter after the vidoy is in the perek that deals with ha'ala'ah, which implies that before the vidoy, not only are you going to be chayiv for the shchita, you're going to be chayiv for the ha'ala'ah as well. Mikdash David, however, says that the Rambam is not mechayiv on the ha'ala'ah, only on the shchita, because before the shchita, it's ra'oi lefnim letzarech the vidoy. But on the ha'ala'ah, you're putter, because you were never mala something that was ra'oi lavo la'ol moed. So he thinks that the Rambam would hold that it's only going to be a chiv on the shchita, not a chiv on the ha'ala'ah. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. The Mishnah then went on to say haroveh va'anirva. The Mishnah went on to give a whole list of different types of psulim, different types of animals that are pasul, and discuss what the status is if you're makriv them achutz. And the Mishnah said you're not chayiv on them because these are all things that are not ra'oi lavo lefnim mishkan Hashem. These are things that were not ra'oi lavo lefnim. So it gave the whole list: roveh, nirva, muktzah, neved, mechir, esnan, all these things, klayim, trefa. So says the Gemara, haroveh va'nirva. So says the Gemara, wait, why do we have a special limud over here from lefnei mishkan Hashem? The Mishnah did not darshin from the pasuk vel pasuk ol moed for roveh nirva. Roveh nirva, we know you're not chayiv b'chutz because the pasuk said lefnei mishkan Hashem. Only that which is ra'oi lavo lefnei mishkan Hashem. Well, what was wrong with the pasuk vel pasuk ol moed? Why don't we just say, well, these things are not ra'oi to the pasuk ol moed. They're not something that is going to be brought to the pasuk ol moed. So, frankly, Gemara van nami typically mi pasuk ol moed. Why don't we derive this from Pesach Ol Moed as well? Why do I have to have this new drasha of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? So the Gemara answers, Bishlam Roveh V'Nirva. So Roveh V'Nirva makes a lot of sense. Mishkachas Lei Dakta Shinu Mei Karava Hadaravu. That the case might be that it was Ra'oi for the Pesach Ol Moed, because it became Kadosh first, and then it was Roveo or Nirva. Then it was involved in bestiality. And that's why, if you look at Rashi, Bishlam Roveh V'Nirva Mishkachasla De Itzrich L'Miotinu Milahakriv Dakta Shinu V'Hadar Nirvu. I need a special miot because we're talking about a case where it had Kedusha first and then was Nirva. V'Kivan D'Chazu Kvar V'Idchu Ru'uyim Karina Buhu. Once they had a moment where they were ra'oi to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed, well then they can no longer be excluded from the Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Aviyu. Sheniru Kvar V'Lo Mimetu Mi'El Pesach. They were already ra'oi at one point for the Pesach Ol Moed, so mela they can't be excluded from that pasuk. But the ikal lemeimar hachi amakra, because the way you can understand the pasuk is as follows: Vel pesach ol moed lo eviu. That what kind of carbon are you chayiv on for shechting bechutz? A carbon that you didn't bring el pesach ol moed means bishenira lavo, that was ra'oi at one point to be brought to the pesach ol moed v'charkach shechta bechutz, and then at some later point you shechted it outside instead. So then you're chayiv. But the Sir Mishtaleach, so the Gemara's Kash is going to go, Avil Sir Mishtaleach, La'achar Vidui, Mimit Me'el well, not the Gemara, but explaining the previous line, Sir Mishtaleach, after the Vidui, is Mimit Me'el Pesach, Sharizeh Viu Kishanir Lavo, because that you're bringing at the point where it's near Lavo, Mishiyatza La'achar Vidui, Lo Nir Lavo, and once it's after Vidui, it's no longer Ra'ui Lavo. So Elamuksa, so says the Gemara Vaiter, so I understand very well, Roveva Nirva, is talking about a case where it was Kadosh before it had the problem of Roveh V'Nirva, and therefore it was once Ra'oi to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed, Elamukta V'Neva, so you can't exclude it from El Pesach Ol Moed Leviyo, Elamukta V'Neva, but what about Mukta V'Neva? By Mukta V'Neva, by definition, those problems have to precede the Kedusha of the animal. How do I know those problems have to precede the Kedusha of the animal? Because Eino D'Mosa Dover Sheino Shalom. Mukta V'Neva means someone designates this animal to be Avodah Zarah, or someone worships this animal, and that's what makes this animal Aser. Well, if the animal is already Kodesh, it already belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, well, who does someone think they are to go and designate the animal to be Avodah Zarah or worship the animal and Aser it? You can't Aser something that doesn't belong to you. So by definition, a Mukta V'Neva has to be a problem that has arisen before it ever became Kadosh. And if it's a problem that arose before it ever became Kadosh, shouldn't we be able to exclude the Isser of Shchutei Chutz from El Pesach Ol Moed Leviyu? These are things that were never Ra'oi. From the moment they became Kadosh, they were never Ra'oi to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed. void. So why do I need a separate pasuk of Mishkan Hashem? So the Gemara says, "Bekachim kalim v'libid Rabbi Yosei klili tamur kachim kalim moment b'ilim hu." No, who says you're not the owner of it just because it's a kadosh animal? Kadosh animal doesn't necessarily mean it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yosei klili holds that if it's only kachim kalim, you are still the owner. You just have it designated as something that you need to use as a karban. So you can have an animal that's kachim kalim that you are subsequently muktzor neva, that you subsequently decide you want to use as a avodah zarah, or use as a avodah zarah and thereby aser it. So the kedusha may have preceded the problem, in which case it had a moment that it was roi for the Pesach Chol HaMoed. After the kedusha was roi for the Pesach Chol HaMoed, before the muktzor neva situation came up. Where do we find that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds that kachim kalim is mamon bailim? Titanya, we have a brisa. Umala ma'al ba'ashem l'rabus kachim kalim shein mamono divir Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. That comes to tell me that kachim kalim is mamono, that this is a ma'al ma'al ba'ashem is referring to the situation where a person denies having something that doesn't belong to him, and then it turns out that he lied. So it's a kofar bipikadon. So l'rabus kachim kalim, that someone who's kofar and kachim kalim and he swears, and then later he's modas, so and normally you chayev the keren of chomesh and asham, so he's chayev and asham gzelos, which because it is called mamon bailim, even though it's kachim kalim, it is called that you were kofar and you were nishba l'sheker on somebody else's stuff, not on kachim stuff, on something that belonged to another person, because it's still called mamon bailim. That's Rabbi Yosei Glili's opinion. Hilkach rovev v'nirva. So therefore, roveh v'nirva dvar erva. So that could be chal on mukdashim, because that's just a metzius. That's just, you know, if it was involved in erva, so that can happen to kachim, and that's an issur that could be created after the kedusha is already chal on the animal. If you look at Rashi, dvar erva v'chayil afal mukdashim kvar hilchach mimati b'chutz milahakrav karban delav b'nei akravininu. That's why they're excluded b'chutz from milahakrav karban, because these are not things that are roi to be brought as a korban. Fine. Muktza v'nevad avodas kachavim b'kachim kalim. Muktza and nevad are avodah zarah issues, and we must be assuming that it's a kachim kalim kind of kedusha that it has, and that's why the muktza v'nevad could happen after the kedusha is already chal, because it's only kachim kalim, and we're assuming, like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that kachim kalim is mamon bailim. Esnun mechir klayim yotzei dofen bivlados kachim. What about the other items on the list in the Mishnah? Esnun mechir klayim yotzei dofen. The reason that we need a special miut for those things, and we can't just be memait them from El Pesach Ol Moed, is because we're dealing with vlados kachim. And kasavar vlade kachim bavyasan hein kedoshim. So we're assuming that those problems can come up after the kedusha is chal, because the kedusha was chal while they were vlados kachim, while they were fetuses in their mother's womb. So what does that mean? So says Rashi. Rashi explains this a lot better. Esnu mechir klaim yotzi dofen bevlados kachim klomar hanachti tzrachnu lemutinu milahakrav karban velo nafki me'el pesach. Again, the whole topic over here is why aren't we mima'id all these things from El Pesach Ol Moed? Why do we need a new pasuk in the Mishnah to be mimaid these things? So why are these items not excluded from El Pesach Ol Moed? Al karchach b'shaniru kvar mayri. It has to be that they couldn't be excluded from El Pesach Ol Moed because they were ra'oi already before the problem came about. So lo mishkach is the only way you're going to find esn and mechir, all these things that were ra'oi already, because if you take a regular carbon animal and then try to use it as esn, the iser esn is not going to be chal in it because you don't own it anymore, right? So what are we talking about? Lo mishkach is al bevlados kachim. It's got to be talking about vlados kachim v'irulu psul b'me'i iman, and these problems took place while it was still a fetus in its mother's womb. Diniru lava al pesach ol moed kodem shenasu esn and mechir. It was right to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed before it became Esron HaMechir. How could it have been brought to the Pesach Ol Moed if the mother would have been brought El Pesach Ol Moed? In Bal HaHakrav Esiman, Hayu Hein Ba El Pesach. If you would have been Makrav, the mother, they would have been brought El Pesach. Di'i Bak Tashinu, because if we're talking about animals that had Kedusha, Lo Mishkach Esla, the ein esam mechir chal al mukdashin. You can't do esam mechir an animal that already has full kedusha on a regular animal that has full kedusha lefi shein shelo, because it's not yours. You can't pay with a zona with money that's not yours. Umikra nafkalan b'tmura v'ibra dahavu esam v'hadarak d'shenu. And if you want to tell me, oh no, maybe it's talking about a case where it was esam first and then it became kadosh. No, me'al pesach nafki. That would be excluded from el pesach ol moed. We're trying to find a case where el pesach ol moed would not suffice. That pasuk wouldn't work, and you need a new pasuk. So it's got to be a case where it was once ra'ui before the problem happened. The only case you can come up with is vlados kachim that were ra'ui together with their mothers. What does it mean that vlados kachim b'avyasin and kadoshin? Says Rashi, play dasan miskachos at the time of the birth they are kadosh. Hilka chal esan mechir alein im nasan ubar shel mukdashin be'esan d'lo kadosh ad shenolad. That's why it can have a status of esnan while it's still a fetus, because before it's born it doesn't have the full status of kedusha. But yet at the same time it was ra'ui el pesach al moed before it ever had kedusha, because it was part of its mother. So that's the only way you can have this delicate balancing act of something that can have the status of esan mechir and yet have once been ra'ui before that status. That is came el pesach ol moed, where it happened in the mother's womb. That's the only way you're gonna be able to have it. The Rav Nachum Pertsavich is quoted here in the Biur Yadav to explain this: the machlokas whether vlados kachim are b'mei iman hein kedoshim or b'avyasin hein kedoshim. Our Gemara is assuming, says we must be assuming like the sheet of that b'avyasin hein kedoshim, that the kedushas only chal when they are born. They are not kadosh b'mei iman. But in fact, this is a machlokas meseches whether b'havyasan hein kedoshim or b'me'iman hein kedoshim. He says that machlokas relates to the geder of the kedusha of lados. Those who hold b'havyasan hein kedoshim, like our Gemara says, that it's upon the birth that they become kadosh, holds that it's a chalos kedusha b'fnei atzma ala ubar, meaning the kedusha on the baby is not the same as the kedusha on the mother. The baby gets its own kedusha, and therefore that kedusha is not the michal on, let's say, a tumtum and androgynous, because once it's pasul akrava, it can't have its own kedusha saguf. Because any time the kedusha is a kedusha b'fnei atzma, it can only be chal on something that's royal akrava. As opposed to if you hold b'mei iman hein kedoshim, that it's kedusha already in the womb, so then you hold that it's not a separate kedusha on the vlad, it's one kedusha together with the aim. The vlad is kadosh with the kedusha sa'aim, agav the aim. And the kedusha sa'aim is what extends into the vlad. That an uber b'me'imo is memela has the kedusha of the mother without its own hatfasas kedusha. And therefore, the vlad is kadosh even if the vlad is klayim, because it's not a chalos kedusha mechudeshes on the vlad. It's not a brand new kedusha. It's an extension of the kedusha of the mother. So it's fundamental to how you understand how that kedusha happens on the vlad. Is it that we're expanding the kedusha of the mother, or that it has its own kedusha? If it's an expansion of the kedusha of the mother, then you're going to have to say that b'mei iman hein kedoshim. If it's its own chalos kedusha, so then you say once it becomes its own being, once it becomes its own unit after birth, that's when that kedusha would be chal. Okay, weiter. The mission then went on to say bali mumin. Also, Vespino, right? The Mishnah said, Bali Mumin, whether it's a Mum Kavua, whether it's a Mum Over, that your Makrav Bachutz, your Pater, and it went on to say, also Vespino, Mchus Rizman, your Pater. So, Rabbi Shimon, however, said that it's below Sase, right? Rabbi Shimon held that it is a violation of a Lo Sase, you're just not Chayev Kares, because he held anything that's going to be Roy to be brought Le'achar Zman is below Sase, it's just not going to be Chayev Kares. And the Chacham held, no, if there's no Kares, there's no Lo Sase. But anyway, so that's what the Mishnah went on to discuss. Let's see. Utsrichi, why do I need all these cases? Ditana Bali, meaning basically we continued, if you recall, we had three times the Machlokas, Tanakam, and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, and all of them were revolved around cases where the animal is not Roy Lakrava yet. But if you just wait, it didn't age out yet. It didn't reach the appropriate age yet. The Torim didn't reach the appropriate age yet to be brought as a korban or the mechusar zman or whatever. But it's all the same machlokas. The Rabbi Shimon says, okay, you're still in violation of shchut echutz on these animals. You're just not chayiv kares. And Tanakama said, no, it's not a violation of alos hasei either. So it's richi. How did it taught us about Bali Mumin? I would say that Bali Mumin are fundamentally problematic because they're disgusting. It's disgusting to bring a Bal Mum, such an obviously flawed animal, as a korban. But an underage bird, which isn't disgusting, it's just young, I might think that that's ra'uy enough to be brought, that you'd at least be in violation of a losa, say, for being makrevit b'chutz. Vita Natorin, and had it told me about the underage birds, Mishum Delo Chazi V'idchu. That's because it never had a moment where it was ra'ui and then was rejected. Aval Balimumin, the Ichzu V'idchu, but a Balmum, which was once not a Balmum, and then it became a Balmum, so it became problematic. Aim of the Modul Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. I might think Rabbi Shimon would be Modul Rabbanan, that if it was once ra'ui and then became not ra'ui, that it's like proactively making it not ra'ui, and therefore they'd be moded, Rabbi Shimon would be moded to the Rabbanan, that you're not even going to be in violation of a losa, say, for bringing bachutz, because that's so not ra'ui, the fact that that it was once ra'ui, nira v'nidcha, is worse than dichoy me'ekara. Something that was once ra'ui is worse because it shows that it was, we dafka actively pushed it out. V'itana hanitarti, and had it told me those two cases of the underage bird and the balmum, I would say mishum de psul de gufayu. That's because they have a psul in themselves. They themselves are psul. Aval oso vespino, but oso vespino is not a psul in the animal itself. It's just that its mother happened to have been shechted today. But it's not, the problem is not in this animal. The problem is in the circumstances surrounding the animal. So the psul me alma kasi, where the psul comes, kasi lo, where the psul comes from outside, ema modele rabbanon rabbi shimon. Maybe the rabbanon would be modele rabbi shimon, that that's considered more ra'oi to be brought, where the, and therefore, the Rabbanan would be molded, Rabbi Shimon, that it should be a los assay, that you should be in violation of a los assay for being shochet b'chutz. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told this in all three of the cases. Now the Tosfos just points out, generally speaking, what do we consider to be worse? A psul aguf or a psul that's asime alma? So he says, generally speaking, throughout Shas, but called duchti, mashma the psul aguf chamir. Generally speaking, we always assume a psul aguf is more chamor than a psul that comes me'alma. So he says, why is it dafka in our Gemara that we're assuming the opposite, that the psul aguf is something that we said, I would have thought that these items that have a psul aguf, that's where the Rabbanan are going to insist that you're totally pater. But if it had a psul abame alma, maybe they'd be moded to Rabbi Shimon that you're in violation of a lav. Makes it sound like psul aguf is more kal, not more chamor. So he says, that's very strange. So he says, no, you have to understand, lav mishum de psul aguf kail. It's not because psul aguf is more kal over here. Ela hachi kamar, demum over v'torin shalom yiyuz manon hapsul talui begufo v'im hayomum over miyad v'atorim gidelin li'altar hayiru'uyin. Over here, because those items that are psul aguf, the underage bird, the animal that has a mum, there's a way to fix it. These animals can fix themselves because the problem is within themselves. So if the mum goes away, if the bird gets older, so it's fixed. So since it's a psul aguf, that's, therein lies the kula over here. Not because psul aguf is less severe, but because since the problem is in its guf, the solution is in its guf. Aval, but when it comes to, is there an aval? Aval, osav espino, ein apsul tali begufo, sheyo lo shum tikun, delukuli alma lo chazi. But if the problem doesn't lie in the guf, then the tikun doesn't lie in the guf. And that's why we assume that which is not a psul guf is more chamor in our Gemara. Okay, Viter, Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon had this idea that anytime something is just mechusar's man, just needs a little more time till it's ra'ui, so if you're shechted b'chutz, you're in violation of a losa, say it's just that you're not chayiv kares. That was Rabbi Shimon's idea. So the Gemara says, great idea, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Why? Where does he get it from? What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? What's behind Rabbi Shimon's idea? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yilah, Amar Reish Lakish, Damar Kral, Lo Sasum Kechol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you're about to go enter into Eretz Yisrael, and things are going to change in terms of the rules of Karbanos. That for the next 14 years, you're going to have Heter Bamos, you're going to be allowed to be Makriv on Bamos, and therefore, since you're allowed to be Makriv on Bamos, so you're not going to be able to be Makriv, right now you're Makriv chovos, in going forward, ish kala yasher be'enav, the nedarim and nedavos that you're going to want to bring that are not a chova, that's what you're going to be able to bring on your bamos, but you're not going to be able to bring karbanos chova. So he tells him, amalu Moshe Yisrael, back in the morning, ki alisu la'aretz yashrus takrivu. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, the yasharos you're able to be makriv. Yasharos means ish kala yasher be'enav, nedarim and nedavos, whatever you want to bring, you're going to be able to be makriv, but chovos lo takrivu. But you're not, as individuals, you're not going to be able to bring karbanos chova, even on a Bamas Tzibur, until you go El HaMenucha, until the Mishkan is established El HaMenucha, when Yavo Shilo. Only at that point are you going to be able to bring Chavos. V'Gilgal Gabe Shilo Mechusar Zman Hu. So Gilgal, in relation to Shilo, is considered to be Mechusar Zman. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? V'Kamar L'Moshe Lo Saslan. Moshe Rabbeinu says that if you shecht in a situation that's Mechusar Zman, it's a violation of a Lo Sasei. So says Rabbi Shimon, therefore, any time you shecht b'chutz an animal that's mechusar zman that could have been ra'i lifnim, but it's just mechusar zman, it's a lo sasei. We use Moshe Rabbeinu as the source. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Rabbi Zeira, ihachi, if that's the source, milki nami lilki, so why don't you get malchus? Alamar Amar Rabbi Zeira, kasav natkal asei. Why does Rabbi Zeira say that we view it as an asei, but not as something that you're going to get malchus for? Over here, natkal asei does not mean lav hanitik asei, a lav that could be fixed by an asei. It just means that we don't treat it like a lav, we treat it like an assay. So why don't you get malchus? So Gemara says, Hani milu the Rabbanan. The fact that you don't get malchus is only according to the sheet of the Rabbanan. But the Rabbi Shimon, hachinami. But ain't hachinami. According to Rabbi Shimon, you would get malchus. Rabbi Shimon, who says it's a violation of a lav, who derives it from Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, he would say it is a full-fledged lav, and you would get malchus. It's not a kasha. Why don't you get malchus? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, panim de gilgal gabe shilo kichutz dami. Nachum Yitzchak says that Pnim, the Gilgal, in relation to Shiloh, is considered to be Chutz. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the Rabbi Shimon Nami Lo Laki. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not going to be Loka, a Mechusar's man, Bifnim de Gilgal, Legabe Shiloh, the Pnim de Gilgal, Legabe Shiloh, Chutzhu, Legabe Chovos. Howl de Eno Kasher Lakravaso. Hilkach b'chutzu de ashkhan be'los asei mishum isubam avelo b'fnim. Meaning, we only find that this los asei for which you get malchus happens b'chutz, not b'fnim, and that's why you're not going to get malchus when it's done b'fnim in Gilgal, which even though legabe shilo that's considered to be b'chutz. Rabba Omar, second answer to explain the shita of Rabbi Shimon in general, Taimid Rabbi Shimon Kedetanya. The reason for Rabbi Shimon is the following, not based on Moshe Rabbeinu's shmuz to Klal Yisrael before entering Eretz Yisrael, but rather the following. Rabbi Shimon Omar, minayin lezoveach Pesach, bebamas yachid, b'shas isra bamas, shubalos asei. How do I know that if a person shechts a karban Pesach on a bamas yachid, when bamas are usher, that it's a violation of los asei? Tamalomar lo suchal lezboach as a Pesach. Pasuk says lo suchal lezboach as a Pesach. Yachal af b'shas heter bamas kein. I might think that isra applies even during the zman of heter bamas. Tamlo rabbe echad shar echa. Lo amarti lach el b'shas shekal Yisrael nechnasim shar echad. No, that isra only applies when all of Klal Yisrael goes in Shar Echad, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash when there's an Isser Bamos, when you're not allowed to bring on Bamos. So Emas, what is the timing of this Karban that we're talking about for which you're Chayiv? If we're talking about that you're bringing it b'chutz after chatzos, you're bringing it on a bama after chatzos, kares nami mechayiv, then it shouldn't just be a los hasei, you should be chayiv kares, because it's something that's really right to be brought b'fnim, it's already mamish the zman of the Karban Pesach. So that's a violation of the asei of Karban Pesach, that's a violation of bringing something that's mamish ra'i l'fnim b'chutz, which is nisr kares, that's mamish shchutei chutz. El olav, it must be Kodem Chatzos, that we're talking about where you bring it before Chatzos. And what is Kodem Chatzos? Kodem Chatzos is just a fancy way of saying Mechusar Zman. So if you bring a carbon that's Mechusar Zman, Karban Pesach, Kodem Chatzos, what do we see? That there's a Los Hasei. That's the source for Rabbi Shimon, that it's a violation of a Los Hasei to bring a Mechusar Zman Bechutz. So says Gemara, no, not a good raya. Liolam Liachra Chatzos, Ubishas Heter Bamos Ka'i. Really, we're talking about after Chatzos. And we're assuming that it's during a Shas Heter Bamos. And that's why it's not a chiyuv kares, that it's b'shas heter bamos, just like by Gilgal and Navi Givon, where the bamos yachid or mutter for an olah shlamim. So the pasuk is telling us that legabe chovos there's a los hasei, not because of mechusas man, but because you could have brought this on a bama gedola. V'ha b'shas isra bamos ka'amar, aye, but it's said b'ferish in the brisa that it's b'shas isra bamos. So isra bama lo heter bama lechavero. Now what we meant is that it's an isra bama for this korban, because this carbon is not supposed to be brought on a bama, it's carbon Pesach, but it's heter bama lechavero, it's a shas heter bamos in general for other kabanos, for an ola, for a shlamim, for a neder, nedava. So it's a general shas heter bamos, just a shas isur bamos for this particular carbon. Fine, mechusus man, the Mishnah said that anything that's a mechusus man, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, in violation of a los ase. So, frak the Gemara, v'hani b'nei ashamos ninu. Are these kabanos listed, things that you chayiv a carbon asham for? Amr ze'iri t'ni mitzora ba'adayu. You have to list mitzora on the list. If you're going to bring carbon asham into the conversation, mitzora has to be there, because mitzora is the only item on the list for which you'd be chayiv a carbon asham. Olosein v'shalmehen, v'hani b'nei shlam ninu. Are these things... Are these situations for which you chayiv carbon shlamim? Am Rav Sheshes Tani Nazir. Add Nazir to the list. So because Nazir is the only one that you'd be chayiv carbon shlamim. So if you add Mitzora, then it makes sense to talk about Asham. If you add Nazir, it makes sense to talk about shlamim. So Dizi'iri Kavua Tanai. So Rav Sheshes Lo Kavua Tanai says, if you look back, the Gemara just observes that if you look back at our Mishnah, in the Zi'iri suggestion was incorporated into the Mishnah, and that's why the Tanaim have Zi'iri's suggestion of Mitzora listed in the Mishnah. But Rav Sheshes' suggestion of Nazir was not incorporated into the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop there.